Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.thegologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow thegologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Open Wednesday, November 4th, 2020. I'm here with Benoit, Cooler, and Missam. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Okay, Missam, do you want to say something? Missam, do you want to say something?
The green light is on, but I don't hear nothing.
The lights are on, but nobody's home.
Yes, exactly.
That's what we say in English. Missam used to have the best audio, and now she has nothing but trouble.
Yes, I think because they want everyone to be begging for 5G, so they probably cut the network in some.
I think it's as simple as a 3.5 millimeter wire connection is not feeding properly. That's what.
Can you hear me now, guys?
Yes.
Not very well. You sound terrible. You sound awful.
I'm not going to talk. Sorry.
Yeah, you don't sound good. Okay. What is the news? As I'm on Donald Trump's Telegram, and Donald Trump just said, he just put out a latest Telegram. I like Telegram better because that way I don't have to, like, I hate Twitter. Twitter is bad. It's so hard to follow anybody because you're blocked with ads and junk, and there's so much garbage on the Twitter. Telegram is way better for following people because you never lose place if you, it always remembers where you left off. So Telegram, guys, dump Twitter and go to Telegram, everybody.
I'm already on it.
Everybody, and go follow Donald Trump. You'd be surprised who's on Telegram. You would be surprised. Okay, the latest Telegram from Donald Trump. We are winning Pennsylvania big, but the Pennsylvania Secretary of State just announced that there are millions of ballots left to be counted. Interesting.
Yes, the show goes on. What I think is more interesting than in the previous years that they want this show to last a little bit longer. I don't remember any election in my lifetime that lasted that long, except maybe Bush and Gore. But Bush and Gore, it was pretty clear that Bush was going to get it anyway.
No, I don't think it was. Well, I don't think so. The Bush thing dragged on for at least a month.
But the polls say that Biden is ahead of Trump now, right?
No, first of all, take the word poll and flush it down the toilet. There's no way to do an accurate, fair poll. Polls are impossible now. Polls are impossible now. They're not, there's no way to do a poll. And that's one thing I agree with. They said in this day and age, it's impossible to do a proper random poll. It's just not possible.
It's my mistake. Sorry, I used the wrong word. I don't mean poll, sorry. I mean like the counted votes so far of the, how do you call those, the electorate men or something?
Yes. The numbers from Google are at 14 for Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's what I meant, exactly. Sorry, not a poll, but just
so far.
He
only has to win Pennsylvania and Michigan. I think he only needs two of the outstanding states, and I can't remember what other states there are right now. I think Wisconsin was super close, so he's asked for a recount. It's within 1%, so he's asked for a recount. That probably won't make any difference, but he needs to win Pennsylvania and Michigan, and then it's all over. And I'm very proud to say, even though, yes, fakeologists shouldn't vote, according to most, I did vote. I did vote, and it looks like my county went to Donald Trump. For what it's worth. So, yes, your vote counts in some way.
I don't think that he's going to win.
Oh, Missam. You're really low, by the way. You're super low. Why not?
I was following the stuff on Twitter. Unfortunately, Twitter was terribly low, and they were blocking all the time messages, even by POTUS. They were deleting messages. This guy, what is his name? Dorsey, or what is the name of the Twitter guy? Jack Dorsey or something?
Yeah, he's the Twitter guy. He's an idiot.
He's terrible. He's an absolute... He was really deleting very many messages because there were some suspicions that around between 2 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the morning, 138,000 votes in the state of, I think it was Wisconsin, were just popping into the statistics once without other votes having been counted in the same time. This is statistically impossible. You cannot have counted 138,000 votes and zero is...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And people were talking about this on Twitter and they were deleted. They were being deleted. So I have no overview, but I think there is much stuff going on in these two remaining states, Michigan and... Michigan is on the brink, I think.
Well, first of all, he said Michigan, he was up by at least 400,000 or 500,000 votes. So that's a lot. That's a lot. So statistically, it doesn't seem possible because the ratios usually stay pretty consistent. Unless you're not counting a major city. And even Detroit is the biggest city in Michigan, and it's not even that big anymore because it's disintegrated into the Rust Belt. But I don't think the ratio changes a whole hell of a lot when you keep counting. That's why when you have about, I would say even if you counted a wide variety of, say you counted 10% of all the counties in the state, that's pretty much the way it's going to be if you keep counting. That's in a way why he said we don't need to count anymore. It's already obvious. Now, I don't know why he said that. I don't think it's necessary to say it. But I think what he could have said is, well, the ratios aren't going to change. The more you count, the more it's just going to be consistent with the original ratio.
No, I think he said it because, of course, the Republicans also know how this vote fraud is being perpetrated. And it is through the voting with the briefing voting. And you can just add some of those or something like that. I think it was about that, his comment.
I really don't know. I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know. Every county is different. I've said this before. There's no National Elections Commission because the county and the sheriff are usually considered the main governing body in every county. They're more local. They're more local. But even the presidential election is not that important to most Americans for the sense that the governor is way more important, has more power and more responsibility than the president. So a governor of a state is way more important to vote for. But the state is, it's not, there's no federal state election commission like in Canada. So every county is responsible for doing the balloting, the counting. They're all different. There's 3,600 counties in the United States. They're all different. They all work differently. They have different rules and different methods. When people say, oh, Michigan's doing it wrong, well, what county in Michigan are you talking about? They're all different counties. They all have their own way of doing things. So you're talking a huge variety. If they say there's voter fraud in the United States, you say, well, which of the 3,000 counties are you talking about? Do you think they're all, are they all fraudulent? No.
It doesn't need many, you know. It needs only one or two counties in every state to be sure that you can switch it there when you want it. I just now get the message on Twitter that Joe Biden is projected to win Michigan, gaining 16 electoral college votes towards the 2020. I don't know. I think, on the other hand, the polls that were being conducted the last months during this election season, they have to close their shops definitely because they have failed 100%. They have shown the world that they are absolutely corrupt and they shouldn't be trusted anymore. I mean, this is already actually a victory, I think, for the people who are trying to inform themselves differently than the media and the polling stations tell them. I think from this point of view, it is a success.
Well, I think this is going to drag on for a long time, and it will just distract people from the fact that the coronavirus hoax is going strong, and they're busy trying to implement their totalitarian dictatorship, technology dictatorship. around the world, including the United States. I think it doesn't matter who's in, they will just, one will slow it down and the other will speed it up. That's it. But it's not going to stop until people realize that you can't catch a virus.
Yes.
That's really the most important thing you can tell anyone. You can't catch a virus. And everything is based on that lie. Everything. Everything in this world right now is based on that lie. It's crazy.
I don't know if Benoit, if you listened today to the Bundesrat, to the Conseil Federal, the new publication that they did, the press conference?
Not at all.
It was today, the midday, and they declared that they stay out of state emergencies, so only the local cantons, that means the local states have the power to react. There was one important message by Uli Maurer, who said it, what you are speaking now upon. He was saying it very directly. They were talking, he was asked, what about the credit support for enterprises that are being in difficulty because of the crisis, because they have to close. And he said, listen, the world is changing. Some of those enterprises will never come back again because they didn't work well the last 10 years. And the other ones maybe catch up with the digitalization. So he laid out the plan. He laid out exactly why they are doing this shutdown of the economy. It is not because of any virus. It is just because they have to update the production.
Yes.
Because they have to reset the economy, because if you believe that the U.S. dollar and the debt system has run its course, then they want to reset it. And they want to get rid of all the businesses that are drawing, just basically blow up all the old systems. And that includes the healthcare system, it includes the education system. I'm all for blowing up those two systems. But I just don't want to blow it up and then have this track and trace and this new agency that's cropping up in every country called the Health Security Agency, where everything is going to be, you're going to be checked everywhere you go. When you go in the mall, when you go to the grocery store, you're going to go through this health security layer that is similar. 9/11 brought us the TSA, which was the National Security Agency for Transportation, and now we have the Health Security Agency's HSA. 311's brought in the HSA, which will basically block you from going anywhere in public without a health check, which we all know is insane. Most people, if they eat right and live right, are perfectly healthy, and I can't give you anything. I can't pass through the air anything to you. But they're adding this massive layer of security, health security, and they did say, Bill Gates did say that's what they want to do, and they want to absolute ID you so they know who you are at all times, see where you are, what you're doing, what you're spending, all that.
But
data tracking on steroids.
Yes, but I'm of the opinion that they already know everything I do, everything I say, at all times, and I have been of that opinion since probably the last 10 years. So, in that sense, for me, it doesn't change much, really.
Well,
it's just for the rest of the people.
They don't know everything about you, and they whatever they know now, they want to know everything else. They want to know the rest of it. So they really want
to be illegal to tap you up for no reason, you know?
Right. Well, they really want to make your underground life really difficult. Now, I'm sure you're smart and you'll figure out a way around it, but they're going to make it a lot harder.
But guys, you know, it is also, you know, the market is full of the productions that wear, and they need new space also. They need new production and consumption spheres, and I think this medical chemistry Pharma International, WHO, is exactly this. It's a new market which is going to control your biology, as Ab says, all the data and all the movements, etc. It is also going to produce all the stuff that you will need then if you have, for example, I don't know, whatever you have, I think that is the tendency. But I disagree somehow with your assessment up that, or your speculation, that it is about the complete destruction. I think there are two competing groups at the moment. One wants the complete destruction, immediate and complete destruction. The big capital and the big pharma and firstly of all, the big tech, that means all this Google, Facebook, whatever, that are needed for this they want a controlled demolition. They do not want a nuclear demolition. Sorry.
No, I agree. That's the name of Jeff's book, Controlled Demolition of the American Economy. But of course it applies to the whole world. Yeah. That's what his title of his book is. I just bought it. I bought two of them. One for me and one for someone who I might think might actually read it. So I'm trying to read it now.
Yeah.
It is a controlled demolition. It's very slow. Well, there's no doubt it's a controlled demolition.
It is a controlled demolition, but there are forces also that want a nuclear demolition in this phase, you know. If you see the big, from today, since the election results started to come, if you watch the markets and compare what movements are they doing, those who control the big capital and not just the small people, you see that they are trying to keep it under control so that it stays really secure, in secure boundaries of demolition. It could be per accident or per sabotage that it also explodes directly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't really know what you're saying, to be honest with you.
I think that the main factor will be when all the small and the middle-sized business are going to default on their payment, if that's not already the case.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. They want to destroy them.
Yes,
they
but
call
that's
them
the only
SME, small, medium,
yes.
medium-sized enterprises.
But they are the only ones that are bringing real money sort of into the system.
What do you mean?
I don't know what that means.
I mean that they are the only ones that are bringing cash into the system still. Many of the bigger companies, they are working with abstract numbers.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. You mean like honest companies from just regular people?
Exactly.
Yeah. It would really be fucked up world if there is nothing to choose from anymore and only Amazon and shit like that, you know?
Yeah, well. I agree with
but
you there.
We're heading to, I guess so.
Well, yes, they want to get rid of all the small enterprises.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
You're listening to Psychologist Radio on Psychologist.com.
Where's the old bag?
You're listening to Psychologist Radio on Psychologist.com.
Wow, what a mess that was.
An Australian mess, I think.
Yeah, roll low.
Was that the fart? Part of the fart?
We can't hear you. You got to unplug and replug. Okay. You're really... good. You know, you can do an audio test before you come into the Discord. They have a way to test your audio, don't they, in the setting?
Yes, but right? It's not that it's not that accurate, really.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Because in the end, what is more important is how can I say that? The average rate of our connection. I mean, if there is someone that has a low connection at any point in the room, that might change something on your end, I think.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure that's true.
Me neither, but I think that it might be the reason, because if I am doing a test, the settings will always say that it is transmitting, but if I go live, that may not always be the case.
So do we have any more revelation why all the lockdowns in Europe are around November 3rd and 4th?
The date, I'm not sure.
Lockdown from tomorrow. Can you hear me?
Yes.
No, can't hear you. I can't hear you.
I can, but it's not the best audio quality.
You're 10% of your output. 10%.
Greece declared a national lockdown starting tomorrow and ending in 1 month. Complete lockdown.
Yes.
Those poor Greeks, they get it bad.
Yes, every time. Every time.
They get it up to, they get it Greek style all the time. Once
you yes, but the fact is that just before everything started to unfold on the beginning of the year, let's say February to March, many of big European banks were in massive difficulties and they were trying to buy each other to have stronger assets and all that. So the thing is that from a European financial point of view, this whole operation is just a godsend to hide the fact that they were in very, very massive difficulty and that companies were going down from left to right.
Yeah. And by the way, sorry to switch back to the so-called election. Not that I really care about it, but I just read that, let me see, Joe Biden is ahead in Michigan and Nevada. And if it turns out that he wins those two states, then it's over. It's then he is won, you know?
Okay.
It was just a small update just now.
Yes, but he will be funny too. Let's be honest. He will be a funny character.
That will be really funny, man. Even, I mean, Trump was already funny, but this guy is going to be like not as funny as in comedian way, maybe, but you will laugh at all his gaffes and others, you know?
The thing is that it will not be funny, intellectual funny, or like Donald Trump can be because he's smart and witty, but unintentionally, he will be hilarious. I mean, send this guy overseas, send this guy everywhere. Make him speak in public as much as possible. I want it, if it's to be the president.
Yeah, you will just laugh about all the dumbass shit he's going to say, or forget again where he is and all that.
Yes. That would be fantastic. That would be comedic genius. They will parade this guy around. He will be mumbling incorrectly. It will be fantastic. Trump for 4 more years, it will be good too, because we are used to his jokes and we kind of know the shtick, so it will be good, but maybe Biden will be more fun. He grew on me on the past few weeks. The fact that he has obvious dementia and all that, I really like it.
Yeah, but that's the thing that's good, you know, we have to stay positive and see, like, even though it's sad, the state we are in, but we have to see, I think, the funny side and laugh at them, you know? That's the best we can do.
Yes, it's theater anyway, so... I mean,
exactly.
they can change the lead role, but it's theater anyway, so... I see it as stand-up rather than theater, in the end. That stand-up, they will just say yes.
Yes, exactly, and I have to admit that Trump was an excellent stand-up comedian, you know? He has so many jokes that actually crack you up.
Yes. And if he didn't win his re-election, that's what he should switch to. Doing stand-up about this time in the White House. That would be the best.
Yeah, but it will be a different type of stand-up, you know? Like you say to yourself. It will be like we will laugh at his all the mistakes. But some people actually speculate that... that he will be like, you know, because he's so old that he will be replaced by Kamala Harris after a while, maybe.
Yes. Evidently, yes.
I don't know if that's going to happen, but she is not really a funny character we can laugh at, I'm afraid.
There is always something, some hidden gems that we will get, I think. I'm not giving up on the second role on that affair, you know? I'm not giving up on Harris or Mike Pence. They might be funny even more than the president themselves.
It could be, yeah, that could be. I don't know much about Kamala Harris. The only thing I know from her is when I saw a certain video where she was attacked and all she did was have this big smile on her face, you know, when she was criticized. And making fake notes. She was making, like, fake notes, it seemed. Like we used to do in class when we are younger, you know?
Yes, when she appeared, there was a lot of meme implying that she got into politics by having an affair with the mayor of, I don't know which city from the USA, but apparently some people seem to think that's how she gets into politics.
But you two guys, like, have followed this American elections much longer than I, because I'm younger, but it's not usual, right, that we still don't have a result out of this shit.
No, that's what I was saying in the beginning, that the last one was George Bush and Al Gore.
Hmm, I see. Well,
and interestingly enough, a world-changing event happened just after that, so let's be prepared. Maybe that's a pattern.
Yeah. Yeah, the King of Holland, it's really weird in his, I don't know if I mentioned that, but in his yearly, how do you say it in English, like speech from the throne, that's something he does every year. He said like, well, we have to prepare for an external crisis. So he was not talking about Corona. So I thought that was very odd of him saying that, you know?
Yes. And bless him for giving us a warning.
Yeah, obviously he knows more, so, you know, I don't know what they have in mind for us, those morons, but, yeah.
Yes, but I'm really trying to see the fun in the upper and in the end. It's just what
Sorry?
It is. It's just people playing a play. They are having scripts and they are reciting the script. And maybe if they take someone that is stupid or bad of an actor enough, he might say something that is odd, but apart from that, it will be more of the same.
Yes, of course. Yes, obviously. But what is the do you know what is the standard protocol if the president, you know, is not able to fulfill the thing because of his health, for example?
Well, I think that there is a line, a chain of command that go down from
yeah.
the vice president to the secretary of state, and after that it goes down.
So then just Kamala Harris will take over most likely then.
Yes, there was a TV
yeah.
show that my ex used to watch on Netflix where the plot was that the Capitol exploded. So everyone was dead and the guy that was the next in command was like the number 47 or something like that. And he was just a state secretary but on a very, very, very low level, something like that, an assistant. So there is an established line of command if the president is to declare the incapable of ruling the country.
I see.
The hearings will be fantastic if that's the case. Even if I know that it's fake, it will be hilarious trying to discuss if the guy is really mentally insane and capable of taking care of himself. You will have a doctor come in saying, yes, but the guy is still able to use a spoon, so it's fine. And then the other guy, we can say, yeah, okay, he's using Advil diapers for the past 18 months, so it's not good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But can I ask another question?
Yes.
We don't know this, of course. We just cannot know for sure. But what do you guys think? Do you think, like, the results are really the outcome of votes, or is also the winner, like, pre-selected? What is your feeling about that?
I think that it is pre-selected at the very least 20 years ago. Like I said already, there's probably a short list of 10, 20 names.
Mm-hmm.
And depending what is happening to those characters on the grand scheme of things, they remove the name from the list, add another one. And maybe 10 years before, they really start to consider in the short list, they made it even shorter. And in the end, it was bound
like
that Trump was the guy.
Yeah, but and I mean, like, also the current run, do you think it's pre-selected who's
yes.
going to win, or do you think it's really the outcome of votes?
No, there is no way. No one will be stupid. I mean, if I were in power, I would never make the system so that the vote has any importance. It would be just stupid.
Yeah, you have a point. But on the other hand, since it doesn't really matter who wins, you know, you could also make the argument that it's really decided by voting because it doesn't matter who wins in the end, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think it matters so much who wins as much.
Yes. It doesn't matter, really.
They got both sides covered. They have to. That's business.
Yes. And you don't get on that high on the political ladder without being compromised anyway. So.
Well, you do as you're told. You do as the money tells you.
Yes, because the people that have put you in that place are telling you exactly what is going to happen next. You have absolutely no say in it.
Yes. So,
no results. 24-hour games, no results.
Yeah, Ab, you're like in the time zone of the US too. Like, do they say there how much time is going to take for final result now?
I'm just reading now. I haven't had a chance to read most of the day. I've been busy. I'm just reading now, and I would say another couple of days.
So by Friday, probably.
Damn, that's really long. What's taking
so long? Well, there's a lot of very close races, so they're going to probably ask for a recount. But yeah, it shouldn't take this long, really.
Well, weird.
Yes, and in the end, it was known that whatever the result would be, it will be contested. So in that sense, it's logical that they take time. If you were to believe that the system is really working and everything, it's normal that it will take more time because there is so many points of contention that being a careful review of everything before making any type of announcement seems logical.
Yep. Well, anything other than the election we want to discuss, or?
Not really. And I didn't have any more time to continue to chat today, but I really wanted to do a little bit follow-up on what we say yesterday, so it was good to be among the three of us like we were yesterday to have a bit of a follow-up, and I don't think that the day that passed shattered our illusion and that we are now believing in politics, so there is that.
Yes, I agree with you.
But it was interesting nonetheless, and I really want to thank you for being present. I will now go out because it's a little bit the time for me to go to sleep. I get to wake up very, very early tomorrow.
In a way, the whole election talk is actually quite boring, I find. I think Marcus tried to do it with his son last night, and it's really, there's not a lot to talk about. It's not that interesting in the grand scheme of things.
Yes. 24 hours in, we don't have much to say because not that much happened. It's the new pace of reality. It's the same with TV shows. Many of the middle episodes, they are filler. Nothing much is happening.
Yes. And same for me, actually. It's pretty late, so I think I'll have to go off to bed.
Yes. All right. It's already 11 p.m. in Europe, which is not that late for me, but sometimes you get to do what you get to do.
Yeah, I'm really tired. I got up really early today, so. Alright, well,
take care, guys.
Yes, right. And I will try to have the same chat tomorrow, just in case something happened, you know, anything was announced different in Europe. But we did cover a bit of coronavirus, so that's already good.
Yeah, all right. I'll send you some of the states. Georgia, the states that are super close are Michigan, Nevada, Wisconsin. Those three can go either way. I'll put it in the Fakeologist Telegram. A good graphic.
Okay.
Okay. Are you in the Telegram group, Cooler?
No, but I will download the app. I don't use Telegram actually, but I can download it, sure.
Yeah, you should. And take a look at it. I think the big controversy that I can see is the extra 100,000 votes that all went to one guy. Case Biden. That, if that's a true story, that's crazy.
I see. And what is the name of your, the name of the group of
Fakeologists.
Telegram?
Can you imagine that?
Oh. Sorry, that was really obvious.
I know.
All right.
Go to fake11.com/telegram. You'll go right to it.
All right. Take care, man. I'll talk to you later.
Take care.
I'm really the end of it, and that's all, folks.